it is time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, sparking global changes around the world, ladies and gentlemen. And so much, so much is going on as millions are bracing themselves for the incoming Trump administration, which will take office come January 20th after the inauguration of the re-election of Donald Trump. And why I'm saying that millions are bracing, the president and his team has planned mass deportation. Will it happen? Can it happen? How will it happen? And who is at risk, ladies and gentlemen? It is also said that there is a group of people who have entered this country legally and have overstayed. Some now have it to say that they're in the crossfire of Donald Trump because there's paper trail. But I'm not the expert, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to go deep into a red state, the red state of Texas, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to bring in a longtime resident of Texas, a legal expert, a born Jamaican, an attorney at law, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Mr. Kalfani O. Fullerton. He has now joined us for a featured segment, Mic Check. Good morning, counselor. How are you?
Good morning, Rascal. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, as I welcome you this Saturday morning, counselor, how is Texas this Saturday morning? How's Texas?
The weather is a little bit chilly, but not as cold as anywhere up in the east.
You wanna come east and come join us, because I think old man winter is trying to set in here on us, you know.
not today. Maybe sometime in May.
Okay. Now, counsel. Millions are bracing themselves for the incoming administration. And as a matter of fact, you know, I saw an headline earlier this week in the Jamaican papers, and it said, I want to get to the headline. It says, deportation jitters, undocumented Jamaicans in the U.S. scrambling to evade Trump's mass deportation plan. As an attorney at law, what are the legal standing here when you hear mass deportation? And I know thousands or even millions have been deported on the other president. But if you listen to the incoming administration, Council Fullerton, and what they're promising and what they're planning, is this really possible?
The mass deportation is very difficult. It's going to be very difficult. It's in terms of for those who are already inside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of deportation for those who are entering the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you're at the border, when you're at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're at the airport, you don't really have any rights. It's really within the discretion of the border patrol or the custom agent to turn you back. But they still should have a reason to. They can't arbitrarily just do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're entering the U.S. without documents, and if you don't have you have to have like an asylum claim, but you need to have a credible fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come to the U.S. and you have what we call a credible fear of persecution,
mm-hmm.
under the U.S. asylum law, they should at least allow you to go before a judge,
mm-hmm.
and go before an asylum officer to be interviewed,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
before they send you back to your country, because
mm-hmm.
the U.S. does not like to send back people to their country if they have what we call a well-founded fear of persecution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
go ahead.
But if you're inside the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're inside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have certain rights. The Constitution. Trump cannot just get up and say, hey, I'm going to deport you.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, the Constitution applies to everyone within the U.S. So we have certain due process rights that the court said. An alien, you know, when you're undocumented, you still have a right to an attorney, but obviously you have to pay for the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right, if they're going to try and deport you,
mm-hmm.
and there's no final order of deportation against you,
mm-hmm.
you have that right to, you have the right to an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to go before an immigration judge,
mm-hmm.
and you have the right to seek bond if mm-hmm. you're not a threat
mm-hmm.
or flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
So you have those rights.
Okay. Now
it's not going to happen overnight. It takes at least two with a skillful attorney. Probably Trump will be out of office before they deport you.
Okay. Okay.
Now
here's something. It is said that in Donald Trump's last administration, they did set up a deportation unit within the White House. They said that, and they had actually starting to denaturalize folks and send folks home. Some will tell you today that with 11 million undocumented folks in the United States, it is going to be extremely, extremely difficult to pull off what the president and his team is saying that they would like to do. But here's something that is very, very interesting. You're talking about due process. You're talking about the Constitution. Right after Mr. Trump was reelected in November, the Pentagon met. And the Pentagon said, officials at the Pentagon say they're trying to figure out what they would do if the president gives them an illegal order to go out and execute by picking up folks in the streets and turning states and cities into police state and police city. We have never seen that happen in the United States. And you carefully said just now that it will take quite some time for the due process. But do you think we may be looking at what they call ethnic cleansing? With some of these people just being scooped up and sent home, can that happen?
Well, it's in within the U.S. I mean, remember now, Donald Trump is a person. He means what he says. He's not immigrant friendly, right? He's not. So he will attempt, even when the black Black Lives Matter march in Washington, D.C., he wanted to send the military out there. And these were mainly American citizens, so much less he will attempt to do it. But I think I trust the U.S. military mm-hmm. to disobey his illegal orders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to go in there and go into cities.
Mm-hmm.
And as in terms of under the military code of, laws and justice
mm-hmm.
Code, you can disobey an illegal order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my opening monologue there before you came on, I mentioned something, and I saw this in the paper this week, where they're now saying that folks who have entered the country legally could be an overstayed their stay, could be immediate targets, because there's a paper trail for them, because they came in on a legitimate passport, they came in with documents, so they could be the most vulnerable set of people under Donald Trump's mass deportation, because it is said that they could be easily found. Do you think, and you also said that Donald Trump means what he says, and sometimes you have to believe that, he's not immigrant friendly, but sometimes you ask yourself the question, how is he not immigrant friendly when he's married to an immigrant, his vice president is married to an immigrant, and they have immigrant children. So I mean, is something going on up there in his head? But the question is, those folks who have come in legally and overstay, do you think they could become target because there's a paper trail?
Yes, I believe that obviously there could be a target because there's a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
But those immigrants who comes in, let's say if they overstay and if they're married to a U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm.
they could file their paper and they could avoid deportation. Mm-hmm. If you, for example, if you have a child who is over the age of 21 and they're a U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm.
and you come in legally,
mm-hmm.
they can file for you. And you can get your paper within a year. If you're married to a U.S. citizen, you could file. They can file for you. You could get in your paper within a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the regional center
mm-hmm.
that's handling your case. So those folks, if they have what we call some form of relief from deportation,
mm-hmm.
and you file that, even if they put in deportation proceedings and you get married, You could file the papers. The immigration judge normally will postpone the case
mm-hmm.
just to make sure your case get approved
mm-hmm.
before they send you back home.
Mm-hmm. You are the attorney. You are the attorney, and you're hearing many stories. There's so much thing that has been said now that since Trump got elected, there are certain ways that people would normally become legal resident of the United States that they have stopped it. You saw earlier on, and this came from Donald Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance. He said that people who gain legal status under the DACA program, they're going to be stripped of that legal status and sent home. At some point, for the amount of things that you have heard, at some point, do you believe that this is a scare tactics? Huh? Or this was an election, or this was an election gimmick to get Trump and his team elected?
No, it obviously it's a scare tactic, but in the last administration, Donald Trump stopped the DACA program. But for those, I have clients, but remember,
mm-hmm.
when you, in the U.S., right, in normally what you call retroactive, right, unless Congress put in a retroactive law,
mm-hmm.
when Donald Trump came in, he stopped the DACA program.
Mm-hmm.
But we have millions who are under the DACA program still,
mm-hmm.
but those applicants who filed prior to Donald Trump stopping the DACA program, they were able to get DACA. I have clients, you know, mm-hmm. quite a few clients, and in the DACA program now. But Donald Trump more than likely will not, you know, support the DACA program. And for those of you that don't know, basically the DACA program is for children who came into the U.S. before they were 16 years old back in 2007.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But those who want to file a DACA program now, that case is still in court.
Mm-hmm,
still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Still, but there's no ruling on it yet.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Groovin' Radio here on Irie Jam Radio. At 97.1 FM, HD3, ladies and gentlemen, we are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes as Millions Remain Now in Limbo as they brace for the incoming Donald Trump administration, which goes into office on January 20th, 2025, with the promise of mass deportation. Our very special guest is from a deep red state in Texas, attorney at law, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kalfani O'Fullerton. He is our special guest. You know, counsel, we talk about DACA, then we hear about birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship. And I think places like England, has already put that in place where if a child is born in England and one of the parent, or I think if the mother, if I'm not mistaken, but I know one of the parent has to be a British citizen for that child to be a British citizen. Donald Trump is also promising to changes in birthright citizenship. We have not seen that in the United States. Everyone who was born here is an American citizen. And if you come here and after a certain amount of years, you can become a U.S. citizen, which is a naturalized citizen. That threat of change in the birthright citizenship, you think that is something, because based on the fact now that the Supreme Court is so conservative, and one of the things that we're not paying attention to, or many have not paid attention to, is that many of the district courts in America are now also conservative. With Trump have a conservative Supreme Court, a conservative district court, he has the White House, he has the Senate, and he has Congress. This talk about all of this, deportation, denaturalizing people, and changes in birthright citizenship, It clearly looked like something that these folks could go against the Constitution. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, in terms of birthright citizenship is ingrained in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and the 13th Amendment, you know, freed black people from slavery. And after we were granted so-called freedom in America, I'm not sure if we're black people are still are freed in America, but after we were granted freedom, we were not human beings. We're not considered human beings at one time. We were considered one-fifth of a human being in the United States. Although they took us from Africa, worked us for free, built this U.S. economy, we were not citizens. So the 14th Amendment guarantee, you know, that all persons born in the United States are citizens mm-hmm. of the United States. So now, mm-hmm. in order for you to change, Donald Trump cannot change the Constitution. We need at least to, you have to go to the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the state and go to all the different states and change the Constitution. And I don't think that's going to happen. And the one of the things that made the United States so unique, and President Biden has said it too, mm-hmm. and even Richard Nixon, mm-hmm. one of the very conservative, they said what make America so unique mm-hmm. is that other people can come from all over the world
mm-hmm.
and become United States citizens and call themselves American.
Mm.
You know.
And I hear that. I hear that. I hear yeah. that. I hear that, counsel. But with a far right government now in place, and this is really a far right government, because if you look on the selection of people going to Washington, and I know they have to be confirmed, if you look at the list of people that have been chosen for certain key position, it is very troubling. Because in terms of qualifications, some would say that most of these people are not qualified. The only qualification that they come with is loyalty to this strongman that America have now elected to be president. Do you think, though, really thinking and think deep about this, do you think these guys are not going to try and act viciously on some of the things that they're promising?
They are going to try. Mm-hmm. Like I said, these guys, they believe, they're zealots, right? They believe in, they believe mm-hmm. they will try.
Mm-hmm.
But remember now, for example, for you to amend the Constitution and change birthright citizenship,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It requires 3/4 of the state legislature, mm-hmm. are 3/4 of the state ratifying a convention,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You need that,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't think you can get it. Then you need to have a proposal in Congress where 2/3 vote in both houses, right? And so you have to understand politics. The Democrats are not going to go for Bert to get a, do away with birthright citizenship. And in order for you to get a vote right now under the filibuster rule in the Senate, for example, you need 60 votes. They're not going to be able to get 60 votes to do away with birthright citizenship. So in terms of birthright citizenship, I don't think, I mean, Trump is going to propose it. He's going to try to do it, more than likely. But it's I don't think it's likely to happen, given the makeup. And there's a slim majority in the House of Representatives also.
Okay.
And it's against the Democrat interest for you to do away with birthright citizenship, because immigrants tend to be more moderate and progressive. So the Democrats is not, they're not going to vote against their own interests. The Republicans want to do away with it because America is turning brown and black every day.
You know, it's funny you went there, but here is something. The Republicans that we see currently in Washington, they're sitting quietly. They're very quiet. Quiet about a lot of things. And my next question is, as I listen to you, then why so many people are nervous? Why so many people are scrambling now? Because, you know, I think because of the silence of many Republicans. And case in point, the pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, to be FBI director, it has sent shockwaves through Washington, D.C. John Bolton, who served as national security advisor in the first Trump administration, and he was Patel's boss, he has now compared Kash Patel being nominated to lead the FBI, similar to Joseph Stalin. Listen to this. Similar to Joseph Stalin, secret police chief. I wonder if people understand what this means. Former national security advisor to Donald Trump, John Bolton, he said the individual, Mr. Patel, that Donald Trump has chosen now to lead the FBI, he's comparing this nomination to Joseph Stalin. Does people know who Stalin is, counsel?
Well, basically, Joseph Stalin, everybody knows Joseph Stalin was a tyrant. That's the only one word. And Kash Patel is a what we call a Donald Trump loyalist. So Donald Trump understand what Donald Trump want to be able to have, keep his own Justice Department and also the FBI. The FBI director is supposed to be independent, you know, and be able to make independent decisions, bring charges when it's necessary. And however, you know, that's not how Donald Trump sees the world. He sees, he wants to control everything. He's a, basically, he's a control freak. So he wants to control. Donald Trump wants to be able to control everything. So he doesn't want to be indicted again. Well, because he is, Donald Trump is going to do something to violate the law. He cannot help himself.
No,
so he wants to make sure he has his people in place where they will defer prosecution of him.
And I understand.
And so Kash,
I fully.
And Kash Patel's parents are from India. You know. And he was born in Queens, New York.
Okay. So once again, here's what I'm telling you, you know. These folks are so anti-immigrant, but they have a lot of immigrants doing their dirty work. Because, again, and this is what makes me, kind of leery of some of the things that I'm now hearing. Because when a man like John Bolton, who some would say was a Trump loyalist, when you hear an individual like that speaking out against the person who has been chosen to lead the FBI. Yeah. It should be telling us something, you know, counsel. It should it should be telling us something, and we should pay attention. 1 second, counsel, as we approach the top of the hour here, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Grooving Radio right here on Irie Jam Radio. So, Tyrus Riley, kind of tell them where they are now, please.
Sing it. Tyrus Riley representing for Grooving Radio, you know? All girls who are tight and all man go on, bless up. I'll be grooving, listening to Grooving Radio. Come on, man.
Hey, this is your girl, Sugar. Right now, you're grooving with Grooving Radio. You don't know, Rasclem.
Thank you very much, Tyrus, and thank you very much. Sugar. No, you know, when you hear names like Stalin being thrown around and thrown around like, you know, it seems as if we have now elected, a real strong man in the United States that is setting up an oligarch government here, that is setting up a government that it is looking like North Korea, it is looking like Russia, it is looking like those states, counsel. That's how we're looking?
Yes, Rascal. When you see John Bolton, you know, serving several administrations, and John Bolton is a conservative. Was a conservative, but he is a very conservative guy, right wing. You know, they consider him a war hawk also. But when John Bolton tells you that this guy is dangerous and he's not good. For that position, believe John Bolton.
Now, counsel, you are in a red state. You're in a red state of Texas. What are you seeing and what are you hearing? Because there's movements taking place here in New York. There's movement taking place up and down the East Coast. And movements in terms of people scrambling to stay out of the crossfire. What are you seeing in the red state of Texas, and what are you hearing in the red state of Texas regarding this situation, mass deportation?
Well, there's a lot of concern. I've been getting a lot of calls from especially fellow Jamaicans and you know, nationals from all over the world. And they're scared. Hey, what's gonna happen to me? And all that, and we try to explain to them their rights, and you know, the lawyers, we're gearing up for, you know, we get the ACLU lawyers, advocates, immigration advocates like me, and different lawyers. We're preparing to fight the administration all the way to the Supreme Court. And yes, the Supreme Court is conservative, but before they do anything, Trump is going to more than likely be out of office. But he's not. I think we're on the prevailing side.
And when you say you think we're on the prevailing side, how so and why?
I think we're on the prevailing side for those who are inside the United States, right? We have control over that. We have, as lawyers, we could request a bond. If you're like a criminal, you're out there selling drugs, you know, you have murder and all that, there's hardly anything most lawyers can do for you anyway, right? But we're talking about law-abiding, undocumented citizens, right? Those people will have a right. They have the right to have a bond, a bond hearing within a certain period of time, go before an immigration judge. And if they're married to a U.S. citizen and they entered legally, they also have the right to file documents, what we call relief from deportation. If you don't have any document, you still have the right, if you don't have any criminal history, normally the right to also leave, what we call voluntary departure, which is not a form of deportation. And so there are a lot of rights. And if, say, for example, if you have been in the United States for more than 10 years, mm-hmm. and you have a U.S. citizen parent or child, you could file what we call cancellation or removal. You mm-hmm. say, look, mm-hmm. It's going to cause extreme and unusual hardship mm-hmm. to my parent. My U.S. citizen or lawful permanent parent mm-hmm. are going to cause unusual and extreme hardship
right.
to my U.S. citizen child if you deport me. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get, if the judge denies it, you have a right to appeal before the Board of Immigration Appeal. Mm-hmm. And before that, it's going to be like 6-7 years later.
Okay. No. Here's something that, you know, and there's a lot of people and a lot of experts and a lot of experts, legal experts, are saying that there's a simple arithmetic that may derail Trump's agenda, and he will not get to do a lot of the things that he says he wants to do. But on the other hand, the rhetoric is already out there. And many of us, including myself, will say to you that the damage is already done. Now, there's a lot of folks who join the U.S. military services to get their legal status and to also get their family legal residency in the United States. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says they're going to go after those folks. J.D. Vance says, we're going to go after those folks also. Now, that should make a lot of people nervous, because going into your military forces and taking out people who have served the United States of America, taking away their legal status and send them back to their country, that should make you very nervous when you hear these things, huh?
Of course, Ross Clem, definitely. When you hear those things, that's true, and the damage has already been done by them, by their talk.
Mm-hmm.
But also remember, you know, people, we have what we call tourism, right? Tourism is an industry in the United States, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're hurting their economy by talking. They're talking about that tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have mass, believe me, if you have mass deportation as Trump wants to have it
mm-hmm.
in the United States, who's going to pick your strawberries? Who's going to pick your blueberries? Right, the farmers, the agro business mm-hmm. is, in terms of workers, probably 99.99% foreign workers.
Okay. Now, you and I know that, and many have said that, but why is it we're not hearing that message spread around the country so it can put people in a more comfortable situation? Because you know, and I know, that this will be very, very damaging to the American economy. And also remember this, the man says he alone can fix it. When he was elected the first time, he got a booming economy from then-President Barack Obama. He screwed it up. He totally destroyed the economy. And President Joe Biden has been trying his very best to fix it. So he's not going to get a similar economy which he inherited when he was elected the first time. And that is why the simple arithmetic that they're using now, they're saying that he's going to have a very, very difficult time to do a lot of the things that he says he wants to do, because economically it is going to be very damaging to the United States economy. And again, we have never had ethnic cleansing in these United States. So hence, it puts him in a very awkward position, because his own people may eventually, guess what, turn against him. Huh?
That is what's going to happen. Remember now, we live in a market economy, capitalist society. So,
indeed,
anytime you start to mess with people's money, you're going to have a lot of problem, Rasclav.
Indeed,
it's a lot of problem.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
So Trump, you know, he inherited $413 million, right, from his parents. And he's been in bankruptcy at least six times.
He has filed bankruptcy six times, yes.
At least.
Uh-huh.
And now he received one of the most booming economy from President Obama. Guess what? He screwed it up, like you said. He screwed it up. But the Democrats failed. Their argument, you know, was foolishness, and that's why they wind up losing the election.
Go ahead.
They did not defend, because President Biden came into office with an economy that Trump destroyed.
Indeed.
Right. They didn't even talk about stress how he destroyed the economy. Now, gas prices is down, inflation is down, everything is going. So Trump is gonna he's gonna inherit a strong economy, but he's gonna destroy it. Because one, if you are undocumented in the U.S., right? You don't get Social Security, right?
Right.
So all those undocumented immigrants who are paid into Social Security, right? You get rid of them, you're going to have a budget shortfall also.
Indeed. Indeed. It will be very, very damaging to the U.S.
It's
economy.
Very damaging.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Before we go, Counselor, I'm going to ask you for a closing statement, and then we wrap this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Groovin' Radio right here on Irie Jam Radio. My special guest this morning is attorney at law from the deep red state of Texas, attorney at law Kalfani Fullerton. He's my special guest. Closing statement, Counselor.
Well, my position that Donald Trump will not be successful with his mass deportation plan as he see it.
Mm-hmm.
We're as lawyers in the U.S., a nonprofit, as American citizens, we are going to fight him all the way.
Fight him
to the Supreme Court. We're going to fight him in the Supreme Court, in the legislatures, in Congress. And we're going to make sure he does not succeed in deporting law-abiding, undocumented people.
Indeed, indeed.
In the United States. And also, Rasclav, thank you for having me. And I just thank you for having me on your show. And keep doing the great work that you've been doing in informing our community.
Thank you so much, my brother. And you're welcome here anytime to share pertinent information that is actually germane to our Jamaican and Caribbean diaspora. Thank you, Counselor Fullerton. One love.
One love.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our featured segment, Mic Check This Saturday Morning. That was attorney at law, Kalfani O. Fullerton, out of the deep red state of Texas. The conversation this morning, millions brace for the incoming Trump administration.